flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go.
Jake and Josh are here
to analyze the game they love
for the team they love.
This is another Dolphins podcast.
Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh House.
Yeah, well, hopefully I'm not stepping on Dustin's toes because he kind of want to lay the groundwork out for me. But for me, I'm not going to say I would hate it. I just would not. I'd rather use that pick on other places than a safety. I don't know if it's because I just watched Malachi Starks recently and I started with Ole Miss and Alabama, and I'm wondering what there was a lot to be desired, and I go back and look at his Pro Football Focus. I picked his two worst games, so I don't know if that's just embedded in my head or what, but he didn't really bring off that, you know, that elite difference maker that I may have seen from a Minka Fitzpatrick way back in the day, or, you know, Kyle Hamilton. I don't know. You know, he just doesn't feel like a can't miss type prospect, but, you know, some people might argue there. And with the Dolphins' need at safety, I mean, I could absolutely see them making this pick if he lands there. But for me, I just feel like there's so many other areas in which they could go. And honestly, I don't know that safety is really the best value there. If you look at the draft class, there's a ton of great prospects that'll be available. Again, I don't want to just touch on prospects, but we have plenty of time to do that before the draft. But there are some safeties out there. Xavier Watts, Kevin Winston Jr., Andrew Makuba, there's a bunch of guys that, you know, could come in and fill that role that the Dolphins could need. My biggest fear is, what are they going to do in free agency? Because you cannot go into next season with just Patrick McMorris, which I looked at their roster and it looks like he might be the only guy under contract, unless, you know, maybe Jalen Ramsey. You know, we've heard them, maybe he moves to safety eventually later in his career, whatever it might be. Dolphins absolutely need 1, 2, maybe even 3 safeties, but I just feel like there's better value there. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dustin. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jake.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly kind of don't think we will have to actually entertain this. I think Starks has a very real possibility of going to the Saints at 9. But if he's there, I would say he's probably the safest pick that Greer could make as far as like floor and like opinion about him goes. It's kind of that like conservative pick, right? Like he's not like, and I did the same exact thing you talked about there, Josh. A couple weeks back, I put into my family group chat, I was like, I just don't see it with Starks. Well, I had happened to watch the same exact 2 games that you mentioned there. And then I went back and I watched some of the other games. And I was like, okay, I see it. You know, I think he's going to be good. But yeah, no, I'm with you. I don't think, you know, it depends on who else is there. Everything's relative. Like, as much as I'm not really, I don't really believe that like Tyler Warren is going to be like a generational tight end. I think he's going to be a good tight end, just maybe not generational. And so I wouldn't, like, knee-jerk reaction, I wouldn't want to pick him at 13. But like if it's between him and Starks, you know, and you know, Kelvin Banks is gone, Will Campbell's gone, like, you know, it's all relative. And nobody wants to trade up for, you know, a non-quarterback. It's, you know, it's all relative.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The first safety picked in the 2024 draft, I just looked this up real quick, so sorry if it's wrong. I believe it was Brian Branch by the Detroit Lions, and he went 45th overall, the first safety off the board. Now, I know talent, like the it changes every year and how the styles of defenses work, but I think that's something everyone should really consider. And also consider that Justin Simmons, one of the premier safeties on the free agent market, made absolutely nothing. So you have to kind of question, like, hey, what's the value in this position in terms of the overall construction of the roster? Of course, like, even running back, like, you have scenarios where you get Saquon Barkley or Jahmyr Gibbs and it works, but a lot of the time you're kind of sitting there like, do we really need a running back this high in the draft? And I kind of feel the same way about safety in this scenario where, Dustin, you scare me a bunch here saying that it's a safe pick, because that, it screams what Chris Greer would want to do in this scenario. It screams it. It's such a hard scenario, and it's unfair for us as Dolphin fans that we have to acknowledge that Chris Greer is general managing for his life and Mike McDaniel is coaching for his life. And in order to do that, in order to keep your job, you're going to have to be focused a little more on this year in terms of just the franchise getting better year after year. So that to me tells me, man, that safety is very much in play, but I don't even think I want to see it. I mean, hell, the Dolphins had one of the best safeties in the league in Minkah Fitzpatrick, and it seemed like they kind of nailed it perfectly. They were able to trade him, get a first back, second round pick, all of a sudden you get Javon Holland back there. So you do, I do think there are some different ways to fill this need. And I think that conversation might start with, we don't have any safeties on the roster. What sounds better to you guys? Not having any safeties on the roster or having one starting cornerback in Kendall Fuller and one starting safety in Jalen Ramsey? I think that's a legitimate conversation that will be had this offseason.
Yeah, and I would throw in another, you know, wrinkle there in that, you know, I know Holland had his big old lumps that he took this season. But there's an upside to that in that his contract could be cheaper. And so, you know, does he take a smaller contract on a prove it deal and get motivated and stop making business decisions on some of those tackles?
No, I don't think so, man.
That does not sound like
those quotes. Those quotes that both him and Greer had, it sounded like they were done. It's and Javon hasn't necessarily, from seeing videos of kicking rocks and other things, I don't necessarily think that that'd be a situation or a conversation he'd want to have. Personally, I don't know. So that could definitely work out. And Dustin, to that point though, like, the safety market is diminished. Like, you're going to be able to pluck some. Deshaun Elliott, 2 years, $6 million from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, when you're talking about guys who never should have left Miami, I mean, you probably could have signed Brandon Jones in the middle of last year for half of what he got from Denver. I mean, those are things that the Dolphins failed to consider too. So, dude, I love bringing up safety in this conversation because I do like Malachi Starks, but just saying that this is too safe of a pick, I think that's just so perfect, and that's probably why it's going to happen. That's such a great way to put it.
If I had to bet, you know, and someone told me that, you know, he's going to make it past the Saints, I would probably bet that that's who we pick, just, you know, with Greer's history. But
had the Saints,
I've said
Sorry,
Jake. I was just gonna say I'd written down 7 safeties drafted in the first round since 2010, I guess. So last one would have been Kyle Hamilton, I believe 2022, I think I had written down. Sorry.
Can you peek at when he was drafted? What exact position? If that's possible.
14 he was drafted. Before that it would have been Jamal Adams or Minka was 11 in 2018, Jamal Adams 6th in 2017, and then Eric Berry was 5th in 2010.
Eric Berry was a stud though. If you can get Eric Berry, that changes things. But I don't.
We just need a Minka. Like
that just was a whole other thing too. Like, have you seen what's happening with him? Like, there are issues with him in Pittsburgh now. It kind of feels like some unnamed names type of things. So yeah, final. Just to kind of consensus here, do we all agree that two positions we do not want to see the Dolphins draft in the first round: defensive tackle and safety?
Yeah. Yeah, Dustin now talked to me to a safe pick. Yes. You know, he's a cat from Georgia, you know, a standout. I mean, it just seems like it's going to be the Chris Greer pick, and now I'm sitting here saying we don't want him. I prematurely, maybe. Yeah, we can
agree.
We're
Dolphin fans.
Yeah, they're going to do exactly what we don't want. Running back.
I mean, to me, if you're Greer and you're stuck in a situation where, again, Banks and Campbell are off the board. Mason Graham is off the board because he's probably a top 5 pick. And you don't have anybody that wants to move up for maybe. Oh, and what if Ashton Jeanty goes to like the Cowboys at 12? Right, like what happened? What do you do there? And no one wants to trade up for Tyler Warren at that point. Like, I don't know if he's gonna be a first round yet.
I just saw him mocked in like the 9th or something like that, and I was like, come on man, too soon for that, too soon.
Maybe.